Luke chapter 15, we want to begin reading a familiar passage. Begin reading at verse 11. If you have your place, stand with us in honored reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of thy goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against thee and before thee, against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And he said, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and bring a ring and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be married. We look at this today. I want to say it's a very familiar story. Everyone knows this parable that he gives us of the prodigal son. And the Bible teaches us that this son, he come to the father. And his father had two sons. The younger one come to the father. And he said, give me my portion of goods. That son, he didn't want to wait on the inheritance. He wanted that he could get right now. I'm afraid that's what's wrong with the world in a lot of situations. Our youngins, our young people, we want everything right now. Amen. We don't want to wait to get it the way mom and daddy got it. We want it now. And you know what we do? We go out and we get in debt and we charge it because we got a piece of plastic, and the next thing we know, we get ourselves in a mess. But he said, this prodigal, his son went out to his father and he said, give me that that would fall to me. And the Bible said he divided unto them his living. Amen. It wasn't the son's, he did it, but praise God, it was the father's living. He decided to divide it to him. And the Bible says, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and he took his journey into a far country. Amen. I want to say what the father had, it was plenteous. What the father had, it was to be had. But he gathered what he could and he headed off into a far land. I'm afraid that's what's happening today in our society. Young people, young adults, young families, they get what they can what they get, and they go off into a far country. They go off into a far land. We turn our back on God, and we say, hey, look what I've got, look what I'm doing. And they head off into a far land, a place away from God. But I want to say that's not the way it's supposed to be. When God begins to bless, when God wants to help, we ought to just draw nigh to him and let him draw nigh to us and just receive what he's God. And Brother Frank, give him praise, honor, glory for the blessings he bestows upon us. Boy, if we could ever begin to do that, what a time we could have. But this young man, he went out on his own. He set out and got away from the father. And the Bible said it didn't take him very long until he spent all that he had. Amen. He everything that the father gave him, he squandered it away. He squandered. That ain't righteous living. I've heard preachers preach that and get that wrong and said he spent it all on righteous living. If it was righteous living, he wouldn't have come up busted. Hey, it was riotous living. It was doing those things that's not pleasing to God. It was alienate yourself from God and God's people. It was going out on his own, away from God, as far as he could get. He said, hey, I'm doing pretty good on my own. I don't need all that stuff. Amen. So he went out on his own. Amen. I want to say this morning that the Father didn't run him off. The Father never run him off. The Father never wanted him to go. The Father wants you to stay close. The Father, hey, listen, your mom and daddy would like you to stay close. Amen. Hey, you listen, you youngins, you get old enough to move out of home and you say, well, I can't wait to get away from mom and daddy. Amen. But I tell you what, if you've got a good mom and daddy that love you, care for you, you better cleave to that one for all you got, because you'll need some help somewhere down along the right way. Amen. You'll need mom and dad pray for you. You'll need mom and encourage you. You'll need mom and daddy to help you every now and then. Yes, sir. Amen. I want to say, don't you ever alienate yourself from those that want to help you. That ain't even good sense. That don't even make good common sense to alienate yourself from those that want to help you. Now, mom and daddies, they don't ever want to drive you away. Everything they do is for your help, for your benefit. Amen. And just because they tell you no every now and then don't mean they don't love you. They tell you no because they love you, they care for you, and they don't want to see you get in the mess. Amen. I'm telling it right. Amen. Hey, we love our youngins. I've got two of them here this morning. I love them both. Amen. I tell them what truth is. Amen. So that they can make an informed decision. But it's up to them to make that decision. Amen. But this fellow, he went out on his own. And he journeyed. He went out on by himself. And he had no more got out there till he had spent all that he had. He done squandered away, Brother Bradley, everything the Father gave him. All the inheritance that he had, he done squandered away on that riotous living. Wine, women, and song, man. He was having it. He was living it up. He thought he had it made. How many times has the devil took us down the same road? Yeah. How many times the devil got you down there and said, boy, you're having you a time. Boy, ain't you enjoying yourself? He gets you down there so far that you can't get back. And he leaves you on the side of the road in disgust with a desire for something better. Amen. Praise God, that's what he did. He got down there and got broke, and he ended up said, realized that he had spent everything that he had. And there arose a mighty famine in the land. Amen. Now, I tell you, a famine might not hurt you if you had a little bit of reserve. If you had a few canned goods in the can house. If you had a little money in the bank, maybe that famine wouldn't be so bad. But when you go out and you squander everything that the Father gives you and you don't have no reserves, I tell you, when you get away from the Father, amen, you get away from the blessings, you get away from the help, you get away from the hope, and the Lord can't give you, He can't keep you supplied. You'll run out. You get away from the house of God, it won't be long, the old devil will get you defeated. Amen, you'll be running on empty. That's why we need the house of God. That's why the Bible says not to fail to assemble ourselves together as a custom of some men. Even so, tomorrow, as you see the day approaching, he said, when things is getting bad, praise God, that's when you need to get close to God and God's people. Amen. You don't get away from it. You get close to it. You get to where you can get comfort. You get help. Where you get brothers and sisters. Say, hey, I've got a problem. I got a youngin'. I got this. I got that. Hey, now I need some help. And you say, hey, how about help me? Pray for me. Help me. Pray.
Amen.
That's what I love about this little place. Yeah. Hey man, if we got a burden. Now I didn't say if you got a burden, I said if we've got a burden, it's all of our burden. Yeah. Hey man, when Jake was out there in the world, we was a praying for Jake. Hey man, we was a praying God get a hold of him. Praise God he did. Amen. Glory be to God. He got a hold of him, saved him by God's amazing, marvelous grace. Amen. Brought him out of that pit of hell he was in. Hey man, give him a second chance. Ain't you glad today he's got a second chance? Glory be to God, Brother Rex, it wasn't, we'd all be in hell. Praise God, he loved us enough, he'd give us that second chance. Now I'm going to get to the message in just a little bit. I ain't got there yet, but I'm just warming up. Amen, I just want you to see where this fellow got himself into. I want you to just see the kind of mess that he got himself in. Now the Father didn't put him in this mess, but the Father could get him out. Amen. But he got down this road and he got broke. And when he realized he was broke, when a famine set in. Hard times come on, man. He's looking around and nobody's to help him. He didn't have no money left. And praise God, all those friends that he had deserted him. He looked around. He said, hey, man, we're partying. We're having a good time. Praise God, we're living it up. And then money run out and famine come on the land. And he looked around to his buddies and they said, hey, man, we don't know you. We got a problems of our own, buddy. You're on your own. You got friends like that? I believe they do. Hey, we all. I used to have a whole lot of friends like that. As long as I had the money, I was working, and I started working. I was 14 and a half years old. And boy, when I had money, I could go out and we'd go up to fun land places like that, go play them foosball machines and things, like that. And boy, them old boys, they just snuggle up to me. They really liked me because I had the quarters. Huh? Yeah, up about the time that this old boy got to running short on change, about the time the quarters run out, the friends got gone. Yeah. Ain't that amazing how that works? Yeah. Amen. When I run out of money, when I got hard up, hey, praise God, when I'd like to had a played a little foosball too, praise God, there's nobody to give me any change. Amen. That's the way the world works. But I want to say there's a loving Father in heaven. That He'll never desert you. He'll never forsake you. He'll always be there for you. He's always caring for you. And He loves you with a godly love. Amen. He cares for you when nobody else will. When your friends have deserted you. When you can't call on nobody. Praise God, the Lord, you can call on Him. Amen. So he got down there and he didn't have no help. And he went, the Bible said, verse 15, that he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. He said, all my friends is gone. He said, I'm just going to become like the people I'm with. Huh? He said, I'm just going to try to fit in here. I'll just get some comfort. I'll get some help here where I'm at. How many of you tried to do that? Yeah. How many of you tried to just get comfort from the ones, from those places where you're at, those places that you've been? And you say, well, I'm just going to try to fit in here. I'm going to try to make it work. We all have. Amen. We've all come to that place and say, well, I'm just going to try to fit in here in this little niche. I'm going to try to fix me a niche here where I can just fit in. And so he said, went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he said, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. So he befriended him. So, oh, yeah, fella, I know you, Sardis. I know the hard times you're going through. I know the difficulties. I know the trials that you face. So I tell you what I'll do. Out of the kindness of my heart. Because I want to be good to you and treat you right. I'm going to let you go down and live at the hog pen. I'm going to let you slop the hogs. Amen. Hey, it's just because I care so much about you. Kind of sounds like the world, don't it? That's what the world do. Hey, I say, we'll give you a place in the hog pen. But I want to preach this morning, God help us for a little bit, about the nothingness of the hog pen. The nothingness of the hog pen. There's nothing down at the hog pen. There's no hope down at the hog pen. There's no encouragement down at the hog pen. There's no financial help down at the hog pen. The nothingness of the hog pen. Amen. There's no help there. Amen. You get down in the world, you get dissuaded, you get downtrodden, praise God. The world just leave you. They'll put you down at the hog pen, and there's nothing there to help you. That's a little fella. Now, you got to remember, he'd been up to the Father's house. This prodigal said he'd been up to the Father's house. He knew the good life. Amen. He knew what it's like to be fed. And he knew what it's like, Brother Bill, to have in abundance. Amen. He knew what it was like to never have to go without. He knew what it was to be encouraged and to be loved and to be cared for. He knew all these things. Let me just say this morning. We get away from God and we stray from Him and we go off from the Father and say, hey, I'm going to just do it on my own. Praise God, when you get down there in the hog pen, down there in that nothingness, and you begin to look back, trying to figure out how to get back to where you used to be, you'll thank God for Mama and Daddy. You'll thank God for the house of God. You'll thank God. Hey, you wish you could get back here, but you won't be able to find your way. Amen. You done got out so far. I mean, I'm saying he got out so far he couldn't get back. Had no hope. He's counting on self. And self had let him down one more time. I wonder how many times we're going to let self let us down before we seek the Lord. Before we start living for God. Before we start trusting Him to meet our needs and give us that happiness and that joy that He so desires to give us. You know, it brings God glory. It honors Him to be able to bless us and help us. Amen. Especially when we recognize. Well, I thank God for Brother Frankie's money. He said, I just want everybody to pray and just thank God for touching my wife. Yeah. Boy, you talk about the joy bells are ringing in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. Hey, they went off this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Start giving God the praise for what He's doing, what He's able to do. The Bible said He got down there in a hog pen. That He was hungry. He was discouraged and he was left out. And he got to, Abel, he got to rumbling. Hey man, his thoughts begin to wonder. He thought, how in the world did I get in this shape? You know how you got that, how he got in that shape? You know how you get in that shape? By the persuasion of the devil. By the old devil, just that old liar and the father of lies just begins to tell you, you know, you're doing okay. You're a pretty good person. I want to say these preachers all over this land that's telling people that they're pretty good people. I want to say, listen, you're not pretty good people. You're just no sinner saved by grace. Amen. It's the only thing that's good in us is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that free pardon of sin that he offered us. We're still old sinners. We sin and come short of the glory of God. Amen. He didn't have no hope, no encouragement because he done turned his back on the Father. He done got down there and his belly's a rumbling. Amen, Brother Jeff, I know some. Hey, listen, I know about the belly of rumbling. Amen. You say, preacher, have you ever had to go hungry? No, I've never had to go hungry, but I have before. But when I was wrestling, I'd have to cut weight. Sometimes I'd have to eat lettuce for a week at a time. And I always want you to wrestle in a weight class above where you're at. And then if you're 121, they want you to wrestle at 114. So you'd have to cut that weight. So what you do, you get up in the morning, you'd eat lettuce and a little bite of tuna with nothing in it. Amen. And by dinner time, you're sitting there and you smell them rolls are cooking down in the cafeteria. Huh? You remember how good they smell? Glory to God. Hey, man, praise the Lord. You can smell them things, and then you can tell when they put that butter on. Woo, glory. Hey, I'm telling you, the aroma filled the hallways. Do you remember that? Hey, man, and about that time, my old belly, it felt like I was going to, my stomach was going to gnaw my spine in two. Hey, man, I'm telling you. But I can imagine that old prodigal, he got down there and he got to feeling this away. Yeah. And he said, oh God, if it would satisfy him, he'd eat them husks of them cherub things that they was feeding them hogs. He said, I'd eat them husks. But he said, hey, listen, he knowed it wouldn't satisfy him. It wouldn't fill that boy that was down there. He said, there was a burning desire. There was desire for something that even that hog stuff wouldn't fill. You won't get filled. You won't get satisfied in the hog bin. There's nothing in the hog bin that'll satisfy you. There's nothing in the hog bin that'll encourage you. Amen. There's nothing in the hog bin that'll nourish you. You'll be just as empty. Just as empty as you. He could have eaten them things all day long. He'd been just as empty as he was when he started. He was no help there. But the Bible says in verse 17, said, when he came to himself. Now he said that there was no man gave unto him. No man had no man offered him anything. Amen. He was on his own. You get out there in the world, you get away from God, you get away from mom and daddy, you get away from the church, you get away from your family. You're on your own. You say, preacher, I got friends. Sure you do. Right. And I got some good land down in Florida. Amen. That you can build on if you want to buy it. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, when he came to himself, you say he got to considering some things. I believe that's the little fellow, Brother Dan. I believe he got to thinking about the past. Hey, man, I think he got to thinking down there. You know, sometimes you get down there in the hog pen. You get down there where there's nothingness. You get to thinking about what you could have had, what you had over home. Yeah. Hey, man. Ain't that right, Jake? Amen. Glory be to God. You get down there in the hog pen. Glory be to God. Where you can't get no help and nobody cares about you. And you get to thinking about home. He got to thinking about the Father. And he got to thinking about what he provided. He got to thinking about that love that he had. He got to thinking about all those things that he had left behind. Amen. Can you imagine? So not only did he have a growling belly, but he had an anguished mind. I mean, anguish was just all in his mind. He's thinking, man, what have I done? What have I done? Man, I had it all. I had it made. Over at the Father's house, man, I had all that I needed, all the desired. I took it for granted. I took for granted what the Father was providing, and I chose this nothingness of the hog pen. He said, what was I thinking? Newsflash. He wasn't. But I want to say this morning that if we'll think about what God wants for us, what God has for us, what God's given us, what God has to offer us, amen, he'll keep us close to the Lord. We'll have to realize he's there to satisfy and to meet our needs. Amen. He said he wouldn't cast none of us out, but he'd draw us all unto himself. So he began to think about some things. He got to thinking about that love. He got thinking about that plenty over the father's head. And he got to thinking about the future. Can you imagine? You get out there. Now, you're down there at the hog pen. I mean, you've done God as low as you can go. Nobody to help you. Nobody cares about you. The only part, he's letting you feed them hogs out of the goodness of his heart. Amen. That's only because he needs somebody to slop them hogs and he don't want to do it. Amen. These people that'll take you in and say, oh, I'll just, I'll take care of you, and I'll buy you drugs for you. I'll furnish you your beer. And all I need you to do is, Yeah. They'll use you. They'll abuse you. They'll misdirect you.
Amen.
Amen. That citizen of a far country, you know who that is? That's the devil. Hey, man, that's the devil. That's the adversary. That's the one that's after us like a roaring lion seeking to devour who he may. But he began to think, and he began to think about that past. And he began to think about that future. He said, what am I going to do? He said, how am I ever going to make it better? How's this ever going to improve? I don't see any room for improvement. Said, these hogs is not going to advance me. All they like is that slop. They don't care nothing about me. That citizen of a far country, he don't care nothing about me. All he wants is to advance himself. All he wants to tear down and destroy. Who's going to help me? My future's bleak. It's dim looking. No one cares. But I said he came to himself. I mean, his thoughtfulness turned into action. Amen. He said when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. Now I believe he's probably sitting there like most of us. Like yuns are getting ready, like yuns are starting, some of yuns starting to do. And you're sitting there and you done forgot about this preacher. And you started thinking about that chicken. Amen. You started thinking about the kernel. It's original. Amen. Now you're done thinking about those buns in the oven. Buttered nice and right. He got to thinking about that. Boy, he's a thinking, over at the Father's house. Man, they's bread aplenty. Hey, man, here we are down here in family. Said, I ain't got nothing. Nobody to give me. He said, over at the Father's house. Boy, there's plenty. Man, there's plenty. There's a surplus. Hey, man, even that the servants would eat would be a whole lot better than what I've got. Because the servants fed pretty good. A good master takes care of his servants because the servants are doing that brings glory to him. Amen. A good servant that works for the master. And the master takes care of that servant. You know, during slave times, I was thinking about this. During slave times, there was a lot of slaves that when they were freed, they said, man, you could do what you want. We staying with the master. Because the master's good to us. The master feeds us. The master takes care of us. The master keeps us up. Amen. He's good to us. I want to say we've got a good master today. He's a good father in heaven that takes care of us. Amen. In a godly way. But he began to think on these things, and the thoughtfulness became action. He said, I will arise. In verse 18, and he said, and verse 20, he said, and he arose. Amen. He put action into it. He quit thinking about it. He put thinking and believing, and he began to move. I want to say tonight, if you've never been born again by the power of the Holy God, if you've never accepted Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, amen, quit thinking about it and move. Amen. Amen. Quit thinking about it and just draw close to God. Quit thinking about it and come do the will of the Father. Give your life to Him. Ask Him to save you. Come in your heart and become a child of God.
Yes.
Amen. Put it into action. Amen. Be motivated. I'm afraid there's a lot of people sitting there with it in their mind. Boy, I need to do this and I need to do that. And they're going to sit there and I need to right into hell. Right into the very pit that we talked about last Sunday. That awful place of torment, that awful place of the perishing but never burn up. Never annihilated. Praise God. He said, but you don't have to go that way. He said, there's a God that loves you if you'll run to Him. And hey, don't just think about it. Do it. Put it into action. This fella said, hey, I'm going to rise up. He said, hey, I know where I can get nourishment. I know where I can get help. And he began to act on that he knew. He began to rise up. And notice what happened when he rose up. He said, I will arise and go to my father. Now that action, it drew him towards God. Amen. Anytime we act, you say, well, preacher, how do I do it? By minding the Lord, by just getting up and coming to an old-fashioned altar, bowing before a holy God. I mean, putting it into action. He said, well, preacher, I don't feel the nudge of the Holy Ghost. Come, you get up and you come to the altar. I guarantee you the Holy Ghost of God will meet you there. I guarantee you he'll know your heart. He'll do that work in you and he'll save your soul. Yes. Yeah. Amen. You say, how do you know, preacher? Because it's the will of God. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. It ain't the devil telling you come to an altar. Amen. The devil will never tell you to come down and get saved. The devil will never tell you to make it right. The devil will never tell you to come get peace, hope, and joy. Because he don't want you to have that. He'd like to keep you out there discouraged and tore up and tormented. But this old fella, he come to himself and he said, hey, he said, I'm going to rise to action. And he said, action's going to get me back close to the Father. If we're ever going to do anything, we've got to get back close to the Father. Amen. And now how did he do that? By yielding himself. And notice what he said. He said, I will arise and go to my father. He said, and he arose and came to his father. See, what did he do? He yielded up self. What we got to do in order to be saved, to born again this morning, is to yield up self. See, we're holding back. We're counting on self. But I want to say this morning, self can't save you. Self can't help you. The only one that can help you is getting to the Father. The Father's the only one that has what we need. The Father's the only one that can save us. The Father's the only one that can rejuvenate. The Father, praise God, is the only one that can revive you. Because a lost person is dead in their trespasses and sins. The only way to get life is to come to the Father. He said, so we see what takes place here. This boy got out of his complacency. You know what's wrong with most of us fundamental independent Bible believing people? We've become complacent. We've become too complacent. Amen. We've done got caught up in that sleep and that slumber. Amen. We're just sleeping and slumbering, just waiting on somebody else to make that move. We're waiting on somebody else to draw close to God. We're waiting on somebody else. But I would today that God would wake you up. I would to God today that God would wake us up, help us not to be complacent in our relationship with the Holy God, but we'd do like this young man, that we'd rise up and go and get close to the Father. Amen. You have to rise up. You have to have action. You have to act, and you have to have yielding of yourself. This fella gave himself. He gave himself to get to the Father. He yielded. Now I want you to notice something here. I got the thing. He didn't go to that citizen, Brother Brad, and give a notice. He didn't go to that citizen and ask him if it'd be all right if he went back to the Father. And I won't say he didn't go through Rome and he didn't go to some priest and ask if it'd be all right if he got connected up with the Father. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. When God began to nudge him, when he came to himself and he realized he needed to rise up, he needed to get back to the Father. Amen. Amen. My old priest said, hey, son, come in here. Let's talk it over. Let me get a hold of God for you. He said, that's all right. He said, I'm just going to go to the Father. I'm going to know where I'll go where I know I get help. Amen. He yielded up himself. He said, hey, I know what I need. I don't need some man to go for me. I can go myself. I want to make sure I get what God's got for me. Amen. Bypassed. He never turned in his notice. He never told that good citizen, hey, listen, I appreciate you letting me slop your hogs. What a privilege it's been down here at the hog pen. The nothingness that I've had here, I've really enjoyed. Amen. And I just thank you for the opportunity to have nothingness in my life and just more of it than I could ever imagine. He never done that. When he decided, when he come to himself, and he said, I need to be close to the Father. He said, adios to the pigs. He said, adios to the pig pen. He said, goodbye, River Dirty. Praise God. And he headed towards the Father. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. He said, I've got to get. He wasn't even, I don't believe he was walking, Brother Bradley. I believe he started out. Praise God. He began to realize, hey, look, I've just got to get to the Father. I believe he started walking, and the next thing you know, his step got a little faster, and by the time you know it, bless God, he was running down the road, headed back towards your Father's house. Amen. You know what? What are you saying, Pastor? I say we need to yield ourselves and just run to the Father, praise God. In every situation, every circumstance, run to the Father. He's got the help for us. He's got what we need to get us out of the hog pen. Amen. He yielded to the Father. Now notice what happened when he yielded. Amen. He ran away from the citizen. He ran away from the hog pen. I'll say this morning that Jesus is really good at receiving runaways. Amen. He likes to take in and harbor runaways. When you're running from the hog pen, when you're running away from that nothingness, God's there with something for you. Amen. Now, how did he get there? He got there by faith, by trusting in the Lord. The act of yielding and the act of faith. Amen. He had to believe within himself that there was something better at the Father's house. How do you get back to the Father? How do you get to the Father's house? By believing there's something better at the Father's house. Amen. There's something better in heaven. There's something better at God's God for a child of God. What is that? That's faith, believing. Amen. That's believing that the Father's got help for us. Well, what would it be without faith? He could have went up and said, well, you know, I'm going to mosey back up to the house and maybe the Father's got something for me. I don't know. Maybe he can feed me. Maybe he'll let me just have a crumb or two. Maybe there's something left that, you know, he could nourish me with. Maybe he could, you know, take these old rags that I'm in. And maybe he... No, he had faith in the Father. He knew what the Father had. He knew what the Father had. He knew the help that the Father would hand to him, had available for him. Amen. Hey, you got to believe in faith in order to be saved, in order to get to the Father. You've got to believe that he can when nobody else can. Amen. So he had faith to believe in the Father. And he headed back towards the house. Now, can you see this? He headed back towards the house. Now, I can see him as he got down the road a little ways. Now, he'd been out in the world, and he'd been down in nothingness. I mean, he didn't have squandered away with that ride, everything that he had. Can you just imagine? Now, just picture this for just a second. And I'm trying to hurry. I know the chickens are calling. But I can see in my mind's eye that this fellow, as he left that pig pen, he started up that road. He had done forgot about everything. He was headed to the Father's house. And he got up there, and you know what? The first thing at that old citizen probably hollered down the road at him. He said, hey, boy, you're not dressed fit to go to the Father's house. You better come back here and let me help you clean up first. Look how you're dressed. Look at the rags you're wearing. You smell like a hog. You better come back here. Let me fix you up. Father will never, glory to God, Father will never accept you the way you are. You stink, boy. You look awful. Your long-haired hippie thing. That old alcohol breath. Look at the rags you're wearing. Look at them sandals. They're just flopping on your feet. You're not fit for nothing. You better come back here and let me clean you up. Let me help you get clean. Amen. Ain't that the way he does? Now you youngins, listen to me. That's what the devil does. That's what the citizen does. He said, let me clean you up. And then you can go to the Father. Let me fix you up. How'd that tell you the devil will do nothing but tear you down and destroy you? Inside and out, he'll destroy you. Amen. But that fellow said, no, wait a minute. I can just imagine my mind's eye. He just keeps walking. Old citizens are hollering at him. You better stop. I can help you. He said, wait a minute now. He ain't helped me this far. All he's ever given me was the nothingness of the hog pen. That's all he ever offered me. Never offered me any special. Never showed me any affection. Never even acted like he cared. He just keeps walking. But you know how the devil is? He'll say, you know, you do look bad. You do really look bad. You know, you can't go to church like that. You know how wicked you've been. You know what you've done last week? You remember what you've done 2 months ago? You was living out there in the world. You remember that night you went down there to the bar? You remember not them so-called buddies of yours got you take a drink? You remember? You ain't fit to go to the Father's house. He won't accept you like you are. Amen. But act, hey, listen to me. This old fella had to act. He had done acted upon what he knew, and he knew what he believed. And he said, well, I'm just going to go. He said, I'm just going to act on it. I'm just going to come to the Father. I'm just going to go on to the Father. I'm just going to see what He's got to say about it. And said that the Bible says here that said that he arose and came to his Father. Amen. Now listen, he didn't come to somebody else's Father. He didn't come to a different Father. Amen. We can't go to another Father. There's nobody else. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. We got to come to our Heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we get help. So he yielded himself. And he stepped out in faith. And now when he yielded himself, now listen, there's a lot to this yielding. See, he was willing to give up that supposed freedom that he had, which was actually bondage to the world. And he was able to get that boasting of independence that he had. Are you listening to me? Which was actually the world hold on him. And he was able to give up that liberty that he had to say that, I'll think and I do and I say whatever I choose. But he yielded himself. He said, no, he said, as for the loving rule and the guidance and the wise guidance of the Father, he said, I'm going to just submit myself to Him. I'm just going to go up to the house and see what the Father has to say, and whatever He says, so be it. You know, if we'd ever quit second-guessing God, if we'd ever quit second-guessing, if we'd just take Him for who He is, this son, he had faith to believe, and he was going to the house, and he said, hey, look, this is the way I am. I left the Father in a whole lot better shape, and I'm going back pretty pitiful. But I'm just going to put my faith in the Father. I'm just going to trust Him. Amen. When he got up there to the house, he said, but when he was yet a great way off. Amen. I like his part. This is good. Why he was yet a great way off, his Father saw him. Now the Father apparently had been looking for him, desiring to see him. Amen. Glory to God. I want to say, if you're away from God this morning, are you hearing me? If you're away from God, the Father's looking. He's desiring to see you. He's desiring for that closeness. You say, preacher, you don't know where I've been. It don't matter. You come to the Lord. Amen. You come to the Lord. Now this fellow, he done made up his mind what he's going to do. He was going to pray to the Father. He said, I'll say unto the Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And I'm no longer worthy to be called the son. He said, make me as one of thy hired servants. He said, hey, listen, I'm just going to come before God, and I'm just going to come clean. You know, that's all God wants us to do. All He wants us to do is just come before and just come clean. Amen. Just say, here I am, Lord. Just as vile and wicked as hell itself. I've done things. I've dishonored heaven. And Father, I've dishonored you in your precious name. And Lord, I would that you just, I'm not worthy to be a son, but I would that you just make me as one of your servants. But said he arose and he came to his Father. When he was yet afar off, his Father saw him and had compassion. Ain't you glad? Glory to God. Ain't you glad we're serving a compassionate Lord? Ain't you glad we're serving the kind of Lord that would look over Jerusalem caught up in its idolatry and its denying and rejecting God, and he wept over that place? I want to say today, that same God's a weeping over America. That same God, Brother Frank, is weeping over the United States and over our homes today. That same God, that same compassionate Heavenly Father. Praise God, He's weeping today. That's His holy name. But He says, and He ran. Glory to God. He said, the Father ran. And he fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. Hey, listen, when you realize where you're at, when you realize you're in the nothingness of the hog pen, when you turn from self and you yield yourself and you step out in faith and you head towards where God is, God will meet you on the road. Amen. Because He's a watching for you every day of your life. Don't matter how far you've wandered, don't matter what you've done, God's a looking for you, and He wants you to come to Him where He can give you that help. He's a watching for you today. And I like his part here. He said, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. Yeah. Father, I've sinned against heaven. Oh, Lord, Father, I'm sorry. He said, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. And he said, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. He said, I've sinned against heaven. The Father, he said, I've sinned against you. And I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be called your son. But you know what the Father did? Brother Bill, he cut him off right there. He interrupted because he was going to say, he said, Father, just make me as one of your hired servants. But the Father, before he could ever get that out, when he confessed his sins, he confessed his disregard for heaven and the Word and for the Father. As soon as he confessed that, the Father interrupted. He said, called out servants. Hey, bring a robe. But Father, no, bring a robe. Put a robe on him. Take off those old tattered rags. Away with them. Give him a robe of righteousness, pure and white as a driven snow. Glory be to God. That's what the Father's wanting to do today. He said, hey, I'll take those tattered rags of that life you used to live, and I'll give you that robe of my righteousness. Yeah. Amen. He said, I'll clothe you anew and afresh. Amen. I'll take off that filth and that vileness. He said, I'll cast that into the sea of forgetfulness. Not that I could ever forget, but I'll choose not to remember it no more. Amen. That's the God we serve. That's the Lord that loves us. Amen. He said, the Father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe. He said, don't just get any robe. He said, get the best one. Get the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand. Show him be part of the family. He said, put those new sandals on his feet. That way of walking right. That way of talking right. That way of living right. And he said, bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. Amen. And now this fellow coming, he was this act of changing that he went through. He was that old violence in the nothingness of the hog pen. But when he come to the Father cleaned him up. He made him new again. Amen. In his own righteousness. Not self-righteousness, but the righteousness of a holy God. And he cleaned him up and he set him up and he established him. And he said, let us eat and be merry. Amen. He said, let's have a good time together. That's what the Lord desired to do. He said, for this my son was dead. He was spiritually dead. He was in the world. He was spiritually dead. He said, but listen. He said, and put it. He said, but he was lost and is found. Now, I want you to notice this. I didn't catch this the other day. And the Bible says, and they began to be merry. They began to be merry. They began to rejoice. They began to have jubilee. They began to magnify. They began to be merry. But the Bible doesn't give no end of that as long as he was in the Father's house. As long as he, glory to God, Brother Rex, as long as he was with the Father, that joy went on. He said, let's be merry. Amen. Listen, there's joy down at the house of God. There's joy in the Father's house. There's joy in the presence of the Heavenly Father. Amen. And there's joy in the presence of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, let us begin to be merry. He said, I don't see no stopping point. There's no place to quit being merry in the Lord. He said, we're going to do that throughout all eternity. Amen. In the presence of a holy God. Amen. There's something coming out of this. He came out of the hog pen and he ran to the Father. I want to say today, listen, as you stand with me, that's a mess. I hope God's used it to touch your heart. There's nothing, the nothingness of the hog pen. The nothingness of the hog pen, it don't have nothing for you. This world that we have, it has nothing for us. But I want to say that when you get out of the hog pen, and you get to the Father's house.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
When you run to the Father, when you run to God, when you run to Lord Jesus Christ, when you run to an old-fashioned altar, when you cry out to God, there's nothing as satisfying.